If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
iHeart Podcast Update. This week on your free iHeartRadio app.
Fodor's Guide to Espionage, a 60s-era spy story of the world's first and greatest travel writer, Eugene Fodor, as he jet sets around the globe. Tongue Unbroken Season 2. This podcast explores complex concepts of identity, resilience, erasure, and genocide. Table for Two Season 2. Think of the show as a deconstructed Oscar party in podcast form. Each episode takes place over the romance of a meal and feels like you're seated next to a different guest at that dinner.
Hear these podcasts and more on your free iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I come from the school of Tupac. I'm a rider. You don't want to what?
Man, that's with me.
Hell, I'm not your average
Negro. Hold up. Tez, I want to ask you a question real quick.
Let's just keep it real straight shot with no chaser. I'm going to get a little bit rough.
I'm here for those who really believed in the American process. All of us.
Straight shot, no chaser. With your girl, Tesla Figaro, on the Black Effect Podcast Network.
Good evening, everybody. This is Tezlon Figaro with Straight Shot No Chaser Podcast. Give me a 100 if you can hear me. I want to make sure you can hear me well. For those who are listening on the podcast, I am recording this live on Twitter audio. Make sure you follow me at Tezlon Figaro so that I can take your calls. This is a great space to be able to talk to people, interact. The one thing I don't like about Twitter, and y'all know if y'all follow me, you know how I feel. I really don't like people hiding behind fake names and fake pictures, but it is what it is. This is the best platform to actually engage with you. And talking to people is important to me because I do like to hear feedback. I enjoy getting it in. You know, I have no problem doing no straightening, doing a little bit of clowning. I don't want that to go in that direction tonight. Because I don't want to use a lot of your time so you can get on the happy hour. It is late in the evening. But I did want to do this quick front page news recap just to let you know about a couple of stories that happened this week. We're going to do this a little bit different, guys. Normally, you know, I pick one or two topics and we just really, you know, talk about it and flush it all the way out. I'm not saying that won't happen tonight because one of you may get in the queue and make a comment about it, and maybe it will extend. You guys know I have done Twitter space for up to 12 or 13 hours. Shout out to Luke in the building. Y'all showing some love. Like it or not, I am. I salute him for getting in the game and running for Congress. Many of you, you know, while y'all talk shit and do all that typing and typing and typing and typing, I don't see a lot of people raising their hand to say, hey, I'm ready to get in. And while I have you here, Luke, just so that you are aware, you know, Push the Line, my nonpartisan training. We do train candidates. We train staff. We train operatives. We teach people how to actually run campaigns. So get at me if that's something you're interested in. Florida will always have my heart. It is my political stomping ground. It's where I really got my chops in Orlando, Florida. Not from Florida, but I'm from Florida. My number is still 407. And so Florida is very, 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 very important to me. So I know a little bit about the ground. So if you need help with teaching people how to phone bank, teaching people how to get petitions, training people on how to represent a hip hop client, I think I know a little bit some about that as well. So if there's anything that my organization can do, TeslaandFigaro.com, my entire candidate operative push the line training is on my website. And just so you know, Luke, while I have you here, a couple of people who are here in the chat actually attended that training. The highlight video is on my website as well. We had over 300 people that came to Atlanta, that came from all over the country, LA, Ohio, Houston, Dallas, Florida, New York. I mean, it was just impressive. 300 people came. They started that training at 6 a.m. in the rain and stayed until 6 o'clock that night. And then we went to an after party as well. So I'm very proud. I pop my collar on it all the time, because while people be talking shit hiding behind avatars, let me know if you're going to train 1,000 people every year to actually go and push the lines. So that is welcome to you, brother. You know, I did post the other day that you were running, and people got in the comments. Well, somebody said you got a lot of support, by the way. I also did a poll. But, you know, there's always people who say, well, hard pass. So as this guy, well, how could it be a hard pass? He don't have to vote for you. You don't have to vote for him. You damn sure ain't going to run. So that's always the answer, guys, that I have to everybody. Thank you so much, Jay, for putting the push the line up in the Jumbotron. That is the highlight reel. Because, you know, I had to record it because people like to say it didn't happen. So I had to record it and make sure we pan the camera so we can see who's all in the room. Because some people on this Twitter can't get 25 people to come in the room, let alone 300 to come from all over the country. Yeah, you damn right. I popped my collar on that, because each and every person that came in that room got a personal text from me, a personal text and a personal email from me at least 7 to 10 times over a 3-month span. Because at the end of the day, it's about doing the work. This talk can sound good, but it really, really is about doing the work. So if you're not interested in putting your name on the ballot, then you need to get behind somebody and put your name on the ballot. Let me say this while I have you listening, my reparations folks, because I know you're here in the building as well. You know, every time I'm going to challenge you every time. Before I get into the front page news, I'm going to challenge you every time. Did you guys put a 100 up if you saw the people in Michigan do the uncommitted vote? 100,000 people went to Michigan and voted uncommitted. Put a 100 if you saw it. Just want to see, put a 100 if you saw it. Also, did you notice in New Hampshire, they also went and voted for none of the above? Put a 100 if you saw it. So these are the kind of things, guys. I know y'all say, oh, the foreigners, they don't have to get no pack. No, wrong. Wrong. I'm going to mention this to y'all every single time. The Arab American Arabs of America, they funded that project. They funded, let me say it again for those of y'all in here, they funded that project. That means they got their money together. You know how y'all be fundraising all the time and getting money together? They did that same thing. And they said, we're going to get this on the ballot. And we're going to get 100,000 people to get off their ass and get off the internet and actually go vote for uncommitted. Many of you keep saying no vote, no vote, no vote. Let me give you another, for anybody that's ever ran a campaign, I'm going to tell you again, there's always more people that don't vote that do. You actually make it easier for the Democrats. If this is your way of getting back at the Democrats, can I give you some breaking news? You actually make it easier, because when you are running a campaign, you go into a system called the Voter Action Network. And in the Voter Action Network, it tells you who are the people that voted in the last 2 to 3 elections. And they specifically go after those voters and those voters alone. And most people who say, I'm not going to vote this time, are probably not super voters. So they go and identify who the super voters are. They're not even asking for your vote. So when you're saying you're staying at home, I'm here to tell you guys, they don't give a damn. Let me say it again. You're not hurting them. It sounds good. I think it's good to put that fear out there. I think it's good to let them know you ain't going for the bullshit. But I'm trying to give you a very clear example on if you want to make something move, if you want to make something shake, look at what they just did in Michigan. Look at what they just did in Michigan. There's only four or five states that are swing states that will determine this election. So y'all raise money for everybody, for everything else, millions of dollars. You should be taking your money. I'm giving you the play flat out. Organizing in Michigan, just like the Arab Americans that y'all be talking about, they actually went and got 100,000 people to get off Twitter and get off their ass and put their clothes on and drive down to the polls and check uncommitted. So if y'all say no reparations, no vote, guess what? Do you know that you can add that to the ballot? Let me say it again. Do you know that you can add that to the ballot? Put a 100. So let's see who's behind. What I was going to give y'all the news, but I got to give y'all, because I want to make sure y'all get this information, because I know you're not getting this information from anybody. Bear me one second. I wasn't even planning on doing this, but I have to do this. Because you got to get this information. There's too much misinformation in this Twitter space. Now, if anybody want to debate this with me, come on up now so we can get this on out. So we can get this on out the way, because here's the receipt. Y'all keep saying the immigrants, they don't have to get no political action committee. What are you guys talking about? What are you guys talking about? What are you guys talking about? Why do y'all keep saying? Let me just ask you, one of y'all come on up. Why do y'all keep saying that the immigrants don't have to get no political action committee to get nothing done? Why do y'all keep saying that? Can somebody help me? Because I'm so confused. This article right here, Arab Americans leaders urge Michigan to vote uncommitted and send message to Biden about Israel policy. They organize a PAC. I wish I was in church so I could tell you, turn to your neighbor and say, organize the PAC and created an organization to get this on the ballot. And the reason why the news was talking about it day in and day out was because they had the numbers to show. It didn't need a whole bunch of people, but they had enough numbers to say, hey, these people really do exist. You hiding in the comments saying what you're not doing, that does not count, guys. It doesn't count in the real world of organizing. I know you think it do, but I'm telling you it doesn't. It's great conversation. It's great. It definitely, you know, makes them have to be concerned. But the reason why Joe Biden and them did that little mini shift that they did do about the war is because Michigan, the Arab Americans, made sure that 100,000 people went to those polls. They got actual receipts to say 100,000 people say we ain't fucking with you. Do y'all know the difference? Put a 100 if you know a difference. The difference. And I'm not shitting on anybody. I'm not telling y'all that what y'all not doing doesn't count. I'm not saying that you don't need to continue to do what you're doing, but I'm trying to give you the actual information on how things actually get done. And it's important for you guys to know that you can't just sit around and refuse to organize. You cannot think that just making comments on Twitter is organizing. It's not organizing, guys. It's simply not. You have an opportunity in your state. It was a 22-year-old, I believe, is 22 or 24, that got on the ballot as D's Nuts, D-E-E-Z Nuts. And it made national news. So why y'all not on the ballot nowhere? I told y'all this 2 years ago at the rally for reparations. When are you going to get on the ballot? Y'all raise money for, I've seen y'all raise millions of dollars overnight. So it's not hard to do. So this is important, guys. This is how they get shit done. Stop believing that they don't have PACs. Stop believing, well, nobody else got to organize. Why should we organize? That's ridiculous. The largest PAC in America is an Israel PAC. It's called APAC. It is the largest well-funded PAC in America. That's how they get shit done. Y'all quote, what's his name? Top of my tongue, Dr. Claude Anderson all the time. He told you to buy the politicians. This is a way to do it. Why y'all don't want to do it? Oh, that's right. Y'all say y'all don't want to put nobody's name on nothing. Don't nobody want to be doxxed. Don't nobody want to be doxed. You doxing me. Well, guess what? In order to get shit done, somebody got to get doxed. So who willing to get doxed? Y'all love coming to me with that all the time. Why you trying to dox me? Because I'm doxed and I like dox on dox crime. I only respect those who are willing to put their fucking name on the line. I don't respect you hiding behind no bacon profile picture and calling yourself bacon and eggs. I don't respect it. You're not my peer. My peer are those who like to dox themselves, those who willing to put it all on the line, those who go by first, last name, the government can look up. If you ain't willing to dox, then me and you ain't the same. Go talk to one of your cartoon avatar peers in these comments, because there's plenty. I'm looking at plenty of cartoons right now. I feel like I'm in the Matrix, like I'm just on a video game, just talking to a gang. No disrespect, but just to a gang of cartoon characters. So when it come to debating me and it come to thinking, well, they don't, when they can't debate you, they like to dox you. Yeah, well, I only debate those who are willing to get doxed. So if don't nobody want to put their name on no paperwork and do nothing, then what are we doing? What are we doing? I'm telling you right now why this war conversation is being advanced. It is because of the PAC, the Political Action Committee from the ARIP of America. That went down and got 100,000 people to go to the polls. And y'all can do the same thing. Y'all raise money for everything else. So why not raise money to organize in Michigan? Why not go down in Michigan and knock on doors and say, hey, we all about reparations and we want you to go to the polls on November and check reparations, no vote. So then you can have 100,000 people that say, hey, these 100,000 people said reparations are no vote. That's how you make the news, Raheem. Shout out to you, Raheem. Talking in the comments, I keep telling y'all that ain't how it work. It's great conversation. Y'all can say, oh man, they see what we doing. I'm telling you how this shit is done. I got 50 campaigns under my belt. I'm giving y'all the game. I gave y'all the game 2 years ago. So if you can raise money for everything else, then get on the ballot. Pick a state.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
iHeart Podcast Update. This week on your free iHeartRadio app.
Fodor's Guide to Espionage, a 60s-era spy story of the world's first and greatest travel writer, Eugene Fodor, as he jet sets around the globe. Tongue Unbroken Season 2. This podcast explores complex concepts of identity, resilience, erasure, and genocide. Table for Two Season 2. Think of the show as a deconstructed Oscar party in podcast form. Each episode takes place over the romance of a meal and feels like you're seated next to a different guest at that dinner. Hear these podcasts and more on your free iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turned sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ilya Kani, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't
feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for deliverance.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
It's only, let's look at the, let me tell you what the swing states are this year. Well, we ain't got to do all that. Well, you don't have to do all that then. Why you don't want to do all that? Somebody come up and raise your hand and tell me why y'all don't want to do it. You don't want to organize? You just want to talk and hold Twitter space? And yell with bullhorns? I mean, somebody come on up, explain this to me. So let me give you this before we do front page news. Let me tell you what the swing states are this year. So let me tell you that if you don't live in these states, and these states that I'm getting ready to name, you are talking to the air. Somebody in church turn to your neighbor and say, talking to the air. Arizona. If you live in Arizona, you should be organizing against your candidate. Saying you're sitting home means nothing. Once again, Raheem, more people sit home every year. If anybody ever worked a field, I can tell when people ain't ever worked no campaign because y'all don't know how to look at the data. Everybody sits home every year. I only need me 50 people. If I got 100 people and 50 of them say they sitting home, that works for me. Because now all I need to do is get 25 of the 50 that's left. All I need is 26 people. You just made it easier. You didn't make it harder. You made it easier. That's why they be laughing, y'all, because y'all got to understand how this works. Many of you are great scholars, read great books. But if you have not worked a field campaign, you literally don't know what you're talking about. And I'm giving you the game. You staying at home. Guess what, Raheem? That helps me because now I only need 51% of the vote. I only need 26 people to show up. But if the 50 got up and did the uncommitted, I'm not telling y'all vote ballot down and vote for them. I'm telling you, go get on the ballot. Reparations, no vote. Let it be heard for real. Let your voice be heard for real. Because then they'll have to, by force, say, well, 50 other people came and said reparations, no vote. You have to force these people to talk. And you don't have to do it in a bunch of states. This random sitting on the internet talking to random people all over the country. You don't know who you're talking to. You're looking at cartoons with fake names and everybody lying. Well, I'm outside for real. I'm on the grass for real. I live in New York. I live in Georgia. If I tell somebody right now, well, you don't know because you don't live in Georgia. I do live in Georgia. Y'all did that when y'all dragged that can. I wish that. And I love y'all. Y'all know I love y'all. Y'all know this is coming straight from love. I wish I would have been. The way y'all dragged old boy from Chicago, he a damn fool coming on this live talking to y'all. And I told Naheem and all of them that I wish I would be a candidate and sit up and talk to a room full of damn avatar, virtual avatars. You deserve to lose. Oh, he got to come before the black people. But come before who black people? This a bunch of avatars. Well, I got cousins in Chicago. Prove it. Show me their voter registration.
y'all running them down and running them up and running to the side and running to the left and the right. I wish I would have my candidate sit here and explain to a bunch of avatars. His ass should have been on the ground talking to his voters. That's why he lost. And didn't just lose, he lost at the bottom. The worst of all, born and raised in Chicago and couldn't get, 100 people to the poll? You couldn't even get enough people. The average class, the average high school class graduation is 100 people. You couldn't get an average high school class to show up and vote for your ass. You know why? Because he wasn't focused on talking to voters. He was sitting up talking to y'all. And it's not that y'all not important, but let's stop this. You got to come get our blessing bullshit. Y'all distracted him. Shout out to, congratulations for distracting him. Because if the role was to distract him, y'all damn sure did it. I wish I was his campaign manager. So the only thing I can say is it had to be a grift. Either you're dumb or it's a grift. One of the two. Because it didn't make no sense why you sitting here talking to people all over the country, spending hours and hours and hours and hours when your ass should have been organizing in Chicago with the people that can actually vote for you. Most people that actually get elected don't even be on no damn Twitter. Trying to give y'all the business on if somebody really serious about the business. If you live in Arizona, you should be organizing. If you live in Georgia, you should be organizing. If you live in Michigan, you should be organizing. If you live in Nevada, you should be organizing. North Carolina, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin. That's it. Did y'all hear that? That's it. Those are the only states that are swing states that matter. So if you're in New York, nobody gives a shit. No operative is talking about you or give a damn about you. If you're in LA, nobody gives a shit. Nobody's talking about you or give a damn about you. I'm telling you how operatives move. You guys have got to learn how operatives actually do this. That's why you should have came to the training. I'll come to the next training whenever I do the next one. Hopefully we get ready to do a tour. If you do not live in any of those states, nobody gives a shit what you're talking about. There's some brilliant people on here that I know live in D.C. And guess what? They don't give a shit about what you're talking about. You can write all the theses, all the books, all the follow-up, all the peace and blessings and love and beloved and landing planes and landing boats and getting back up and landing this and landing that. No operative is looking for you, ma'ams and sirs, unless you live in those states. So what you should be doing, Raheem, is putting, I'm just saying people that I know, guys, not picking on him in particular, putting your money together and your resources together, because y'all got plenty, because I see y'all constantly raising money. So put y'all resources together. Go focus on those states. Go get you 200, 300, 500, 1,000 people to go to the polls and vote reparations. Because I can do it with my eyes closed. So why y'all can't do it? Why y'all can't do it, JoJo? Somebody come on up. I'm waiting. Come on up. Why y'all can't do it? Because I see y'all raising money all the time. Don't get silent now. Raise your hand. Where are the planes at? Ain't no planes in the building. Ain't no pilots in the building tonight. Y'all so quiet on this lovely Friday evening. Where's the pilots at? And the co-pilots who always land in planes. And telling me what they said in 1852 and, well, such and such said and I read and Dr. So-and-so said in 1852 that we should be this and that. I'm talking about organizing, though. Who organizing in these five states? Raise your hand. Shout out to y'all for doing all that y'all do. You know you got my support, but I got to give you this real information. I got to give you this real information. And this is what you need to do to organize, and I don't want to hear shit about, but we ain't got to do all of that. The only person that don't want you doing all this is y'all say, y'all sit up here, the ops listening. Well, then be like the Arab Americans then. They don't give a damn if the ops are listening or not. Tell me what the ops are afraid of. Tell me, Raheem, what they listening to. Why y'all so quiet? It's a bunch of quiet pilots in here this evening. What are the ops afraid of? Can somebody come tell me what the ops afraid of that y'all keep saying that these ops are spending millions and millions of dollars to listen to this Twitter space? What are they afraid of? Because you ain't getting nobody to these polls. They damn sure afraid of them Arab Americans, though. They got them people to go to their polls. They was definitely afraid of them. So tell me what they afraid of. Seriously. I want to see y'all organize. You're too damn smart. Y'all got too much passion. Y'all know how to raise too much money to be sitting up here and not organizing. This is supposed to be about front page news, but I can't help it. When I start seeing all my reparationist folks and I start seeing y'all in the building, then I got to address this because I want to make sure you're getting this information. What's happening, Raheem? I guess we got Pilot Raheem in the building. How you doing, brother?
Yeah, I'm be the pilot. I don't know about flying the plane, but yeah, you're definitely right. You know, we had a critical moment, especially with this election that's coming up, and I don't know if we've been paying attention, but now Ukraine is part of NATO, and you know that's a strategic plan, and these politicians are you got to watch what they're doing, and you got to watch the timing that they're doing it. You know, all of this is political. Everything is political. And to answer your question, what the ops are doing, what we ain't doing, and that's organizing and unifying and putting their money together in order to push that candidate
mm-hmm.
in office. And the main thing is, you know, a lot of them have political PACs that they throw money to, and they get certain things passed.
But y'all do it. But before we do that, though, I'm not even. I'm putting it in a jumbotron right now. I'm gonna make it real easy for you. I'm not talking about just about having to sit up and get no candidate and get no candidate to win. Listen, guys, go to listentomichigan.com. Listentomichigan.com. It's nothing to go get on the ballot. They just put in that as a perk. They didn't make it a candidate. The same way they did none of the above in New Hampshire. We got to stop pretending like this is hard. This ain't hard. They're doing it right now. How do y'all keep raising this money for all the other stuff y'all do? I watch y'all raise millions of dollars. So how do y'all do it? Y'all do that? This is y'all keep talking about grassroots. Let's listen. Let's look. I just put it in the jump. I don't know why it's not going into the jumbotron. But somebody put it in a jumbotron. Listen to Michigan.com. It says right here, Michigan voters sent Biden a strong message during the Democratic primary that he can count us out for genocide. More than 100,000 multiracial, multi-faith, anti-war Democrats, blah, 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 blah. It says the very next day, a co-chair for Biden's reelection told NPR that our message has been received. Why y'all think they're hearing y'all message on this Twitter space, though? Like, it does bubble up. I'm not going to say the message is totally ignored. But seriously, Raheem, why? I'm not asking you to find a candidate and vote a candidate in. I'm asking, why can't y'all do like the Arab Americans did? They literally laid out the game for y'all to do it. They grassroots for real. I keep hearing y'all say y'all grassroots. What does that mean? Because if you go to listentomichigan.com, it say be a volunteer. Phone bank for Wisconsin, take the place. They're not pushing no candidate. They're pushing we ain't voting. So y'all got that same message. Why y'all not doing this?
I'm going to be honest with you. This is the first time I'm hearing about that. And that is definitely a strategic tactic. Because in the last few elections, especially for the presidential candidates, I didn't even vote. And, you know, a lot of people was mad and upset about that. They were saying,
but how can it be the first time, Raheem? You done heard me.
And I was like, yeah, well, I ain't voting for none of that.
But Raheem, you done heard me several times on this live talk about a pact. So you sure? You sure it's the last time? The first time you done heard? I said it at the reparations rally. You sure?
No. I know about the pacts. I didn't know about what Michigan.
But this is a pact. Okay. But a pact did this, though. A pack did this, and I still ain't seen y'all start no pack. So since you know about the pack, why they ain't start no pack? You did know about the pack, so where's the pack at?
Absolutely. In fact, I'm working with an organization, and maybe JoJo, he can speak more to it. I just don't want to say nothing premature.
But y'all keep saying y'all working with it, Raheem. I'm getting tired of y'all working with it.
In the work.
I know y'all keep having it in the works. The last time, I'm saying I got to push the line with y'all now, because the last time, I'm just, brother, you know I love you. And I met you 3 years ago. And I've been waiting on y'all. Y'all keep talking about it's in the works. When is somebody go? Last time I was on here, the other, your guy that you don't like, Naheem, it was in the works with him. It's always in the works. When is it going to get out the works and on the ground? Because y'all say y'all grassroots. Now, I'm saying this because I love y'all.
All right. I don't know about nobody else. I'm saying for the collective that I'm a part of, we meet regularly.
I know y'all doing plenty of meeting. Now when y'all go, now why y'all did all this meeting, ARAB for America.
It's getting ready to come. You know, you can't just throw something out.
Yes, you can. I got 300 of y'all in the room in less than 30 days. Yes, you can. You can throw it out there. That's what ARAB Americas did. That's exactly what they did. Yes, you can. Yeah, you can. I do it all the time. Every year. You can throw it out there. I just did a program. I just put together a program yesterday. I told Willie D, hey, we don't have to wait to get no kid to no school district, get no kids, do no convo resolution. Boom, boom, bam. Get the room, got the kids, got the whatever press release going out next week. Who can't just throw it put together? I just put it together. So that ain't no excuse, Raheem. Yes, you can. I've worked on the Bernie Sanders campaign. Every state we were in, people didn't even know who Bernie Sanders was in 2015. They dropped us on the ground. We had 5 days to flip the state. I was the only black person that flipped the state of Michigan. It was a part of flipping the state of Michigan. The devil is a lie. You can just throw it together. Y'all just talking. Y'all doing too much meeting and you're not doing enough greeting. That's just the bottom line. I'm just telling you like it is, baby, because I love you. And I'm giving it to you like it is. You can't just throw it together. That's how campaigns work. They just, all of them are thrown together. That's how it works. This war wasn't going on.
We're gonna take the initiative to make it happen.
Yeah, because this war ain't been going on. These people,
we're gonna push the line.
Yeah, this listen to Michigan. They just did this together just the last couple of months. They just did this. This wasn't no year over year thing. They got their money together, same way y'all get y'all money together and raise money for everything else. I watch y'all raise money overnight. I ain't never seen nothing like it. Y'all raise money overnight. So why ain't nobody putting this out here to get done? Pilot Raheem, are you still there?
Nah, Mayday. The plane is about to land.
Yeah, I appreciate it, though. I'm glad you at least came up. Yeah, like land. Let's crash and burn. Like, we got to get this. We got to get to it, baby, because I watch y'all raise millions of dollars since I've been rocking with y'all the last couple of years. I watch y'all raise millions of dollars overnight. Why is it that the Arab Americans was able to put their little money together and go down and get on a ballot? It doesn't cost anything to get on the ballot. I'm not talking about no damn candidate. I'm talking about an issue ballot. I talked about this and pushed the line. And I talk about this all the time. So y'all can't say, well, I ain't never heard of. So let me say it again. And I said it last time I was on a Twitter space. Listen to Michigan went and got 100,000 people. You don't need a bunch of people. Y'all say y'all on the ground. So just go to Michigan. Go to Detroit, go put some money. Y'all raise millions of dollars. So there shouldn't be no problem. We're getting three or four. It was five black people on the ground in Michigan for Bernie Sanders. So this is why it helps to talk to people that actually work campaigns. So give you the real game. Because it's one thing to talk from behind, just talking on Twitter, and nothing actually working a campaign. Five or six of us was in Michigan. And then I told them to leave. I'll do it myself because I didn't want none of them to get no credit. I'm just keeping it all the way above. So on the national campaign, I was the only black person from the national campaign staff. And anybody who follows me know I ain't lying because I didn't have my colleagues on here several times, from Senator Turner to Danny to Marcus, all of them confirming I'm not lying. I was the only black person on the national staff on the ground with a 7-year-old at home with my mama dying from cancer. Every other weekend, I was either with my mother, who was dying of cancer, who I had to take off the plug while I was in Michigan, or with my daughter, who was 6 or 7 at the time. And I still pushed the goddamn line. So I don't want to hear what y'all talking about. I mean, like, straight up. You just either not listening to an organizer, you listening to people that ain't never organized, because I'm telling you, it's a lot more you guys could be doing to actually be heard. Besides saying, Tesla, when you going to talk about it on the Breakfast Club? When you going to talk about it here? Damn that talking. Give me something to talk about. Give me something to work with. Let me go tell them, man, they ain't playing. I talked about it at the rally. And when I went to the rally, I'm like, man, they say what they want to say, but man, 2,000-3,000 of them came out. But I need more gas. I need something else, y'all, because that ain't enough.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
iHeart Podcast Update. This week on your free iHeartRadio app. Fodor's Guide to Espionage, a 60s-era spy story of the world's first and greatest travel writer, Eugene Fodor, as he jet sets around the globe. Tongue Unbroken Season 2. This podcast explores complex concepts of identity, resilience, erasure, and genocide. Table for Two Season 2. Think of the show as a deconstructed Oscar party in podcast form. Each episode takes place over the romance of a meal and feels like you're seated next to a different guest at that dinner. Hear these podcasts and more on your free iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true. And I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things and thank you for overcoming them.
Wow. Thank God for the limits.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I said at the rally 2 years ago, y'all start a pack. Now y'all getting ready to do a rally again. Where's the pack at? Who started the pack? And I'm not saying that's on Tariq because he can't do it all. But what about all of y'all in the audience? Why didn't nobody start no pack? Give me something to work with. I would love to talk about it on The Breakfast Club, Tez on 10. Tap in with Tez. Straight shot, no chaser. But y'all got to give me something to work with. It can't just be just they showed up. Okay, and then what? Arab Americans ain't rallied no damn where. They rallied to the polls and checked the box to say, we ain't fucking with you. JoJo trying to come in and save you. What's happening, JoJo? By the way, this is a Straight Shot No Chaser podcast. You're listening live.
Okay, I'm gonna watch what I say then, Ted.
You ain't got to watch what you say. This is Straight Shot No Chaser. You ain't got to. Don't nobody know who you are, JoJo. Don't worry. You ain't got to worry about getting doxed. I'm the only one here putting my name in on the line.
Try to fly the plane the right way. Yeah, yeah. Help me out. Yeah,
help Raheem out.
Hey, look, Ted. It's just like I told you when I met you at that rally, right? You know, some things, you know what I mean, are better left off the app.
Oh, man. Come on, JoJo.
I'm going to put it like this.
Now, that's a bunch of bullshit. Okay, I'm going to listen.
Raheem just put me up in the mix, and I wasn't going to even expose him, but he threw me in there like, Joe, me and Raheem are working on something.
And guess what? Guess what, JoJo? I love you. You know I love you, don't you?
I'm just saying.
I know, but I'm just saying this. Can I say this, though? Because you know I love you. But can I say this? Let me look this up right quick. Because that sound good. Every time I come here, y'all say y'all working on something. And you ain't got that, all this better luck off the air because y'all so, you know, CIA level. Bottom line is, working is not done. And that's the bottom line. And I need y'all to come back when it's done. It's time to stop working on shit and get it done. Y'all always working on something. Even the people y'all don't like, because, you know, I rock with everybody. I don't get in y'all little beefs. The people y'all don't like, I had to charge them up last time. They working on it too. So damn, you working on it. The people you don't like working on it. So ain't nobody, I mean, who doing it though? It's taking y'all too long. I just gave y'all the play. I just gave y'all the 5 states. So who tomorrow gonna start organizing in those 5 states so that in November, 50,000 people can go to the polls and say, reparations, no vote? Or are y'all just going to keep on hashtagging it on Twitter?
Hold on. I got something, though. Hold on, though. I got something for you that I can produce for you right now, though.
Okay. Okay.
I got something for you right now. So I ran into this lady on the app, right? Well, I know her in real life. But she, matter of fact, Raheem, though, she got her own political party.
Keep me out of this.
She got her own political party. With a black agenda,
and
it's called a redemption part.
Guess what, baby? I just told you to play. Don't nobody give a shit about that.
I'm just saying.
I know, and I'm just telling you to play. So I'm going to ask you again. Don't nobody give a shit about these delusional parties y'all talking about and these delusional-ass candidates. I just told y'all what it is. I gave y'all the 5 states. I want to know who going to go organize. Just like when I met Raheem, when he was scurried down to Clark and met me at Clark and came with the books and the movies and all that. Who going to go scurry down in Georgia and get 50,000 people to go to the polls? Because the Arab Americans did it. They got 100,000 to go to the polls to say reparations are no vote. Who going to do it? Y'all have to start organizing around something. This finna do it, gonna do it, such and such running for president, better than nothing. That shit is delusional. Go follow what the Arab Americans did that y'all be talking about every day. The immigrants just showed y'all how to do it. Y'all talk about immigrants every day. They just showed y'all how to do it.
Hold on, Ted. Now, see, I got to push back on you on that because once someone starts doing it, then you say they're delusional.
No, I just told you what to do, baby. I said about, no, you need to listen. Listen, baby, I said delusional candidates and parties and all of that. I said this is a ballot initiative. The Listen to Michigan, it's not delusional because I've done it multiple times. I'm telling you, the Listen to Michigan, why don't y'all get one called Listen to FBA? I just told you a ballot initiative, not a candidate, not a political party. This is very simple. This doesn't require years and years of work. It doesn't require years of research. It doesn't require somebody going to have to dox their name. Y'all not going to be able to just sign up as chicken and fries. Somebody going to have to dox their name. But go down and get on the ballot. They literally put uncommitted on the ballot. The candidate's name was uncommitted. Now, if you don't know what I'm talking about, just say, Tez, give me more information.
Can I ask you something?
Yes.
Yeah, Tez. Can I ask you something?
Yes, baby.
When you do that, right, doing that initiative like that, right, you got to have, like, bylaws, the organization, and the structure, right?
Well, depending upon the state. But in this particular... Okay, so let me give it to you again. A candidate in California, y'all go Google it. He got on the ballot as D's Nuts. So let's say even if you have to have a pack, if you don't want to
I've seen that.
Right. So let me tell you this. So even let's say I'm going to give you two options. If you don't want to do like Listen to Michigan, then who going to sign up as D's Nuts in Michigan? And who's going to organize D's FBA Nuts? Go get a candidate to sign up as D's FBA Nuts. And then y'all go down and get 50,000 people to sign to vote for D's FBA Nuts. It's many ways to work this. What I'm trying to tell you, you have to show the count somewhere. Do y'all follow what I'm saying? Just saying, we ain't doing it. There's always more people not doing it. It's not a threat. That's the moral to the story I'm trying to get you to get. Saying I'm sitting out, there's always more people that sit out. It's not about sitting out. It's about offering a different solution. It doesn't have to be a real candidate that's really going to win for real. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't have to be a Marcel Dixon. You literally can go down and sign up as D's Nuts. The white boy did it. He was 22. It's free to do. Are you mad to pay to get on the ballot $1,000, whatever, depending upon the state? I just gave y'all the states. I just gave y'all the play. At least do that so the media can talk about it. Hey, man, they ain't playing. They organizing for real.
Can you say those five states?
Yes, sir.
Can you say those five states one more time?
Yes, sir. So it's seven swing states this year. And the seven are, if somebody can type it and put it in the, Marcellus, maybe put it in the, well, no, because I want to keep the swing. Oh, they just got it up there. Yeah. Jay just put it up there in the Jumbotron. So the swing states.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So the swing states are, Arizona, for those who don't have time to click on it, Georgia, Michigan, Georgia, right where you are, Raheem, Nevada, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin. Those are the only states that you need to be concerned with. Those are the only ones, JoJo. Not California, not wherever, not New York, not Texas. There are seven states that the media and the presidential candidates are paying attention to. Everybody should be directing their resources to those seven states, and somebody should get on the ballot in one of those seven states, and you guys should be organizing to get people to vote for that candidate.
Hey, Ted, that's
yes.
What I'm telling you. Like,
did you hear what I said, JoJo? None of that matters, baby. Until it's done, I don't want to hear it. That's what I'm trying to tell you. I don't want to hear it, baby, though. I don't want to hear it, sugar love. I don't want to hear about what y'all trying to tell me because I've been rocking with y'all for 3 years saying the same shit. So I don't want to hear it about trying to tell me and offline and in line and backdoor meeting. Fuck all that, JoJo. I've been saying this for 3-4 years messing with y'all. I don't want to hear about what y'all talking about in this anonymous political party. I just told you that one person can go to the ballot right now in Pennsylvania and sign up as D's FBA Nuts. That don't require these secret meetings y'all talking about. Then all y'all got to do after that is sit on Twitter every day, go knock on doors every day and tell people, hey, make sure y'all go vote for D's Nuts. These FBA Nuts in November, I just gave you the play. All this other complicated shit you're talking about don't mean nothing to me. I done won too many campaigns, baby. So that other shit don't mean nothing to me. This is not hard to do. Michigan won by 2% We beat Hillary Clinton by 2%. You know how we beat Hillary Clinton by 2%? I took my black ass to Flint because they were ignoring Flint. They was focusing on Detroit. I went and met Danielle Green, told her to bring 2-3 other black people. I introduced him to Bernie Sanders. He ain't never met no black people ever in life. They're probably the first black people he ever met in life. He hugged Danielle Green. We took a candid photo of him looking sympathetic because it was during the Flint water crisis. They took that. They made commercials about that back to back to back to back. Dr. Cornel West came down. I drove him all the way to Chicago. I kept my ass focused on Flint. The white boys on the campaign focused on the outside, the outskirts, on the unions and things like that. And we won that shit, a historic upset by 2%. You can't tell me nothing, JoJo. I do this. This is about being in the student posture. I do this. I know a lot of y'all read a lot of books and know a lot of shit about history. I'm telling you, I know how this game works, how this campaign ground game works. And I'm giving you the play. It don't require all of this. We got to get a political party. We got to get a camera. Yes, I want y'all to have all of that. But I'm showing you what Arab American just did. They just did it. They did it in a matter of months.
Everything I'm telling you, shoot back down.
I know, because I want you to stay in the student posture. I know, because I got to keep shooting it down, baby, because I need you to be listening to what I'm telling you.
That we took your suggestion.
But what I'm trying to tell you, I asked you a simple question. Who is going to go on the ballot in one of these states that I just mentioned?
We got somebody.
Okay. Wouldn't hurry up? I need to see it.
Can I put it in the jumbo term?
No. Is she on the ballot? Is she on the ballot?
She'll be.
Yes or no, baby. Is she on the ballot? Hey, baby, you know I deal in love and truth. Okay, but then if she ain't on the ballot, we talking about 2024. Who going to sign up as these nuts in one of these seven states? I don't nobody worry about no damn 2028. I'm talking about now in 2024. It's a simple question. Is she on the ballot? The answer is no. Let's get straight to it. The answer is no. And then you talking about 2028. I'm talking about 2024. Like the Arab Americans that y'all talk about on a daily basis, they did it in a matter of a couple of months. So who going to go get on the ballot in Michigan the same way the Arab Americans? Who going to go organize Detroit? Because Detroit ain't none of them. They don't want to be a part of the process at all. So it should be real easy for y'all to go down to Detroit and tell some brothers, hey, y'all, I know y'all tired of politics, so can you was going to stay home anyway, so can you go to the ballot and vote for reparations? I'm literally telling you, you can put reparations on the ballot. Do something. That's better than nothing. It's going to make the media have to cover it. I'm giving y'all a very clear plan. Y'all just don't want to do it. And every time I come here, I'm going to ask the same thing. Y'all can hide and listen anonymously and do whatever y'all want to do, because y'all know who I'm talking to. I done told y'all this privately, publicly, on the stage, off the stage. I'm saying it in love. This is the information that this is what y'all need to do this year, not 2028, right now, 2024. If the white boy can do it, and sign up as these nuts, if the Arab Americans can do it, then why can't y'all do it? I know y'all can do it. Jay, pull up the next person, please, sweetheart. I don't know who else was in line. I see a couple of them people. I know y'all can do it. That's only why I'm sitting up and talking. I done took all kind of hits blocked from people I don't even know, because I be sitting over talking to the reparations people. But y'all know I really fuck with y'all. You ain't got to be careful. Oh, let me be careful, because I'm on the podcast. Ain't nobody listening, because it ain't no threat. Who listening? I'm trying to show you how to be a threat for real, how to really have ops for real. Who's next?
I'm sure some folks is connecting. We can go with B-Dubs.
Thank you.
Don't go, Ted.
Oh, don't leave. I love you. Are you going to at least listen? Are you gone? I done hurt your feelings.
No, hell no.
I do love you, though.
I got all the shit going on.
Okay.
Talk to you later.
Zay. Okay, honey. Thank you. Later. Okay.
Hey, Mr. Harris, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm doing great. I appreciate you. I thank you for letting me back on the stage and being able to grab a microphone and talk to you. On the last time, we went back a little bit about Michigan and about the results out of Michigan and whatnot. But I was kind of letting you know, I threw my hat in the ring. I'm actually running.
Well, that's what's up. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Let's start naming the names. Who really running? Put your stuff up in the Jumbotron for people to... You're in Michigan?
No, I'm in Tennessee.
Okay.
I'm still getting my stuff ready.
Wait, hold on. I think we got muted for some reason. Hold on 1 second. Say that again.
Okay, yeah, we were... I'll say they just closed the nominating process yesterday, so I'm still getting set up. Like,
okay, so you're not on the ballot. So you're not on the ballot.
No, I'm on the ballot.
Okay, you were on the ballot because I was... Okay, because I was about to say, here we go again with another what y'all finna do.
No. Matter of fact, I got myself on the ballot in 48 hours.
I know that's right. Talk that shit then. What they tell them, talking about you can't do it overnight and everything. Some stuff better offline, in line, middle of the line. Y'all need to stop with all this old play CIA. I know everybody want to be CIA and FBI and all this old shit. It don't take nothing to get on no ballot. It don't take nothing to organize. It just take will. That's it. So congratulations to you, brother. I wish you luck.
I appreciate you. Thank you, man.
No problem.
Use your platform as launch or anything like that. I just want to come back.
Man, I ain't got no problem. You ain't got no... I mean, you just said you was launching. It ain't about using... I mean, you just said it. That's what the platforms open up. I'm taking calls from random strangers. So I don't have no problem. I mean, you just said you're running. So not a problem. Congratulations. See, baby, them other people do that. Them people that be sitting up, you trying to use the clap and all that, they don't... I got 4 shows, baby, so it's all right. It's just a few people listening to this, so it ain't no problem. I'm sharing the love. What I do tell people is, don't think I'm obligated to do anything. I don't owe nobody nothing. But as far as my whole point being here is to have the conversation with the people. This is on Straight Shot No Chaser. It will be on my podcast on Black Effect on iHeart. So I'm not stingy with it, you know, when things are done respectfully and people don't think I'm entitled to do anything. I don't owe anybody anything. But other than that, the whole point, I live this work. I do this to use the platform to help people, because I know what it's like to not have, you know, support or not have anybody lend you a microphone ever. You know what I'm saying? So I get it. Them are other people that move differently because they got to get clicks and likes and, you know, they looking for sensations, you know, make things sensational because they make their money off YouTube. That's not how I make my money. All my money is contracts. I don't ask for no donations from y'all or nothing else. So congratulations, love. Appreciate what you're doing. I don't work on people's campaign, but anytime I'm live or anything like that and you want to pop in and let people know you running and what you're trying to do, absolutely. By all means, please do it. That's why I do what I do. So congratulations to you.
If you like what you heard on Straight Shot No Chaser, please subscribe and drop a 5-star review and tell a friend. Straight Shot No Chaser is a production of the Black Effect Podcast Network and iHeartRadio. I'm Teslin Figueroa, and I'd like to thank our producer, editor, mixer, Dwayne Crawford, and our executive producer, Charlamagne Tha God. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
iHeart Podcast Update. This week on your free iHeartRadio app. Fodor's Guide to Espionage, a 60s era spy story of the world's first and greatest travel writer, Eugene Fodor, as he jet sets around the globe. Tongue Unbroken Season 2. This podcast explores complex concepts of identity, resilience, erasure, and genocide. Table for Two Season 2. Think of the show as a deconstructed Oscar party in podcast form. Each episode takes place over the romance of a meal and feels like you're seated next to a different guest at that dinner. Hear these podcasts and more on your free iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elia Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.